Hello, welcome to Healing Mirror Holders radio show. Today is the 5th of July, and yesterday was the 4th of July, so happy Independence Day, America. Great that you all are with us today. We'll talk about a very interesting topic that actually Jim and I talk between us, but also wrote a blog about it. I think it was 2 weeks ago or something like that. Do we need sameness to achieve oneness? I don't know. I always find those topics interesting and will continue with our series. This is the next episode of Web of Life, of Spherical Radio. Because it seems like a lot is going on, changes all around, of all kinds, really, climate changes, emotions, financial systems, it's the rising and falling, especially in Europe, in Greece. But, you know, this question might give us a specific idea of what do we need to do. I'm looking forward to share back and forth with you all. I see that Dale joined us, and Sue and Roger and Janie and Brock, and I'm sure many more will come. I'm looking to see what our friends from Running Oath group and, of course, from New Zealand, Jonathan will tell us. I'm very curious about that. If you guys have any topics that you would like to offer to us, don't be shy, please. We're looking for more topics. Send us messages, either Sue, Jim, or myself. We also need your help when it comes to sanctuaries of the Earth Mother. We start to develop more and more as changes happen. So we need your help. So please go to our fantastic website, www.sotem.org, and check for more updates about what we will do. And of course, if you guys would like to call us during the show, let us know. We don't want to interrupt anyone who doesn't want to show up. We would like to, to hear your voice if you're up to it, of course. So let us know on the chat box or the message board to Jim or to myself. You're more than welcome to do so. And I think that's pretty much my introduction. I will say that, before I'll pass the talking stick to Jim, Jim and I wrote a blog about it, and we welcome you to to read a bit more of our blogs. We will post soon another one on Facebook. So if you're not friends with us on Facebook or you're not part of Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, or Healing Mirror Holders, you can, if you don't know how to look for us on Facebook, just go to a website. It's there. The links are there, so you just have to click them. And, of course, one last thing, if you would like to share those shows, please do. Just hit the click and share it on Facebook, Twitter, or any kind of social media. I think I talked too much. Jim, what's up?
I'm sorry, I was taking a nap. What happened?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. I'll tell you.
So here we go into flying into another show. Yeah, that was a good introduction, actually. It's really interesting, too. I just want to throw this out. It doesn't directly relate to the show today. At least I don't think so. Maybe it will. Bringing up the show today and reposting it, 45 people by that point, which was about an hour and a half before showtime, had already tried to listen to it. And you know, I just find it really fascinating. Seems like people are just seeing things and reacting, boom, boom, without reading, without letting it go into their heart or mind for a moment. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of wonder what that is. Anyway. Roger's saying someone has their speakers feeding through their mic. I don't know what that means. Can you hear me? I've been
having
trouble
with...
Well,
I can hear you.
Okay. Is that any better? Well, if there's problems...
I don't see the differences.
Okay. If there's problems with the audio today, let us know, folks. Because, yeah, I am having some trouble here with the phones, I think. So, I was having trouble also. Roger said not sure if that means not yet he's hearing it or not yet he's not. Okay. so it is. But, yeah, let's move into this. All being one is an interesting topic. Mintaquia us, and we are all one. Or in the way of the Mayans, I am you and you are me. What does that mean? What does Mintaquia us mean? That all things are identical? That all people are or should be, and I say should intentionally, or our goal should be to become identical, and in that way, stop all arguments, wars, debates, etc., etc. Is that what Mintaquiasin means? If that's true, then how can Mintaquiasin apply to all creatures? Because I don't think we're going to have the four legs and the speed of the cheetah, and on and on and on. We're not going to have the wings of the eagle and so forth. So what does this mean? And we're going to throw this out there for everyone to have their comments on. And hopefully you can hear us all okay. Maybe I should try to put on my headphone and see what that does. Nope, that won't help because I'm on the telephone. Anyway, stick in the middle.
I like the fact that we started this call, this radio show, with the meaning of Mintaquia Yasin. I think when it comes to thinking about our essence, about our core, it is all in the we're all one, we're all connected, and we are. Because no matter what happens, you know, we see a lot of, we talked about it, I don't know how many times, but we see a lot of changes when it comes to our to the weather, climate changes. And obviously, we're all get to be affected by it, especially emotions and when it comes to physical symptoms. Again, it's one of the things, only one of them, that gets to be like links between or a link between us. But I think when we think about we're all related, it's not about we're all the same or identical. We don't need to think alike to be one. When I look and I always compare how we humans act like, you know, comparing to the animal kingdom, I think that one of the differences is they know who they are. They don't need to compare to each other. They don't need to keep searching for being more of who they really are or less. They just know who they are and they do it. They don't overthink about it. And we do it, unfortunately. We spend a lot of our days thinking, what do we need to do to prove ourselves to be more than or to be enough for someone? And you know, those energies of competition, that is what's separating us from each other. That is what's tearing us apart within ourselves, and of course when it comes to our relationship with each other. And I like when I think that I heard the words Mitaka Yoyasin, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. I was just, you know, start to learn more and more about about tradition when it comes to specific cultures like Lakota. You know, I didn't see in any other culture before those words, and those words are way beyond words. There's a meaning to it, and it's not just we're all one, but we share the same spirit, just like Running Out is saying here, to be one in intent, says Grandfather Norman here. And I agree. I think that we need to understand that we share the same spirit, we share the same web, but we're not the same. I don't think that, you know, even when you look at the rainbow doesn't contain one color or two colors of the same kind, or something like that. It has more colors than we can ever imagine. There are more colors that the human eye can see. There are many shades of red, of black, of white, of yellow in the medicine wheel, that we need to remember that there are no rights or wrongs when it comes to how we need to do things properly or according to specific guidelines. So that's what, you know, that's why I love what I do as a teacher and as a guide and as a person, because I get to see different shapes, different forms, different people, different opinions. What I don't like to see is people disrespect each other and try to prove other people's, you know, other people's opinions wrong or right. Because I don't believe in wrong things or right things. I do believe that we all have a free will to speak our minds, but we do need, of course, to make sure that we don't offend anyone. But it's great to see, you know, people speak up and say what they have to say. And I think when it comes to, you know, the comparison, to compare between sameness and oneness, those are not the same thing, and sure don't need sameness to become one. I think what makes us one, we'll talk about it more and more, is you know, those are the differences that we carry. We all have something to teach, different pieces of the puzzle. Talking Stick is yours.
So I'm glad to see that it's working now and people can hear us, and that it turned out to be Roger's ears and not our voices. Very good. Yeah, Running Elk, where are your words again? And from one of the grandfathers there. To share the same spirit, yeah, absolutely right. Big difference between sharing spirit and intention, being the same. Yeah, and I was always taught, absolutely, that Mitakuyase does not mean we bring out cookie cutters and all become one, all become identical. We'd actually stop advancing in that case because we'd all know the same thing. So, yeah, it's honoring, respecting, and I'm looking at some of the words coming from Running Elk's group as I'm saying this, the whole, the circle, everything in existence. That's the sameness. That's the Mitakuyasin. We can have one spirit, one good intention. That's what needs to be created. Not trying to all be one. And I saw and I have no idea how you pronounce the name. Forgive me. I don't know if it's George or George's. Looks like new from France. And he says, some dictators say a lot of all the people must be alike. Is control and not good, I say. My son and wife here say the same. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point, too. Dictators, governments in general, and all the other control mechanisms on the planet, religion, financial institutions, they want people to be all one. They use the fact that we are different to put us against each other to fight, but ideally they'd like everyone to be identical, because then all they'd have to do is control one sort of being. And so I would agree with you, George. And again, please correct me if I'm not saying that correctly. Yes, it's kind of the same as what Running Elk was saying. You know, being one in spirit is very different than being identical. I don't want to think the same as everyone else. I would love the day when we all think with good intention. We all want to be in the light and out of the dark. We all want to see us advance, both as humans and all creatures together. That's metakriase. How does that apply to I am you and you are me? Thoughts on that one?
That's true. I mean, I think there's a lot of confusion in some countries or even some religions when it comes to what does it mean if, you know, if you are not me and I'm not you, then if I'm you and you're me, then and we don't agree, so what does it mean? Am I torn inside? I think, you know, to answer that, and of course there's no one answer, but to my opinion anyway, I think that, you know, we change all the time. Without change, there is no life, and of course we change our opinions every now and then, and it's really important to understand that even, you know, even if we don't agree with each other, we still need to listen. There might be some truth in what other, you know, other people would say or claim, but the last thing that we need is to, you know, use force or to try to hurt someone because we do not agree with each other. Now, I do think and believe that, like Running Elk said here, we share the same spirit. I think our origin doesn't come from a specific country or a continent or even a flag or I don't know. It doesn't come from there. It doesn't come from race or gender or something like that. But it does come from the universe. People said that, people that are smarter than me, scientists, that agreed on that, that were able to prove it. And unfortunately, we see, it seems like from my end, at least from my end where I live, it seems like when people disagree with each other, they tend to kill each other, hurt one another. And because, and they say they do it in the name of God. And I feel very bad and very sad about it, because I see that there is not a small amount of people that would like to proceed forward and move forward with their lives and, you know, always go to, you know, go forward with peace and try to achieve peace and harmony, while other people are still stuck in their heads, trying to justify what they do, the pain that they cause to other people, by saying that God told them to do it. And I can't even begin to start to tell you how painful it is to see it, even within my own country. And I'm sure you all got to see it, you know, from one end, or either you watch it on TV, or you actually saw it, or you were a victim of this kind of behavior. But it doesn't really matter, because it's the same result. You get to be judged by the fact that you did not agree with someone, because you're not the same as, you don't think the same, or maybe you don't look the same as other people. And I agree with our friend from France that said some dictator say all the peoples must be alike. It is control and not good, I say. My wife and son here say same. And you all understand what he said, and I really agree because why can one man or a group of people think that they can tell us who we need to be and when and why? Because it suits that person, because God told that person, because he thinks that's the way it needs to be. I am a big fan of democracy, but this is anarchy and dictatorship, and that is what takes us back all the time, pull us back all the time. And we're here, part of our shows, and I would say a big part of it is when we do those shows, it's kind of like a prayer to be able to give everyone here strength to deal with everyday troubles. And for some people, this issue is almost on a daily basis. I see that Dale said here, we're all mirrors for each other. As we awaken, the smoke begins to clear from between each other. And then we can see the connection. Are we all of one spirit? And Dale, thank you again. This is exactly why we do those shows, because we're all mirrors to each other. With the mirrors, you can see the truth. Mirror cannot lie. And sometimes it is a person can get mad at you because you're not the same, you don't think the same way, or he disagrees with you, or you can't get to disagree with him. But in the end of the day, the truth is critical, especially now. Jeff?
And here comes one from Running Elk. Here's an interesting one we can play with. Running Elk, you were spirit twins. We listened to a show on this just a little time ago. This is powerful medicine. Twins of any kind are powerful for Lakota. How are you the same and different then? So there's one directly for Sharon and I. And that's a good question. Thank you, Running Elk. We can personify what we're saying here. Yeah, we are spirit twins. We share the same spirit. Those who have listened to that show, I'm not going to go into any detail on this thing, but feel free to go find that one. There's several of them actually in the archives. Spirit twins, twin flames, soul families. That's all big right now. And we may get into that a little bit today. But just the brief definition as we understand it and as I was taught in the past and seems to be evolving. Spirit twins, we share the same spirit, Sharon and I. And so in spirit, we pretty much know what the other one's thinking, feeling, doing, and we're in agreement. That doesn't mean we're totally the same being. We're not. we're two beings sharing one spirit. And in the prophecies, started out as one spirit was split into two, when the time of the four colors coming together and the new earth arrived, those spirits would come back together again and reform one, which would also work for circles, by the way. So, yes, one spirit, but two beings. So for Sharon and I specifically, and she may agree or disagree, but for me, we don't agree about everything, not at all. Sometimes we agree to disagree. We agree about a lot of things because we share the same spirit, absolutely. Sometimes we disagree about how to go about something. We can disagree about anything, which is good because that's how we move forward. When we write these blogs together and some of the other things, the other writings we do together, it comes from our shared spirit. There's rarely any major disagreements, but often there's different ways of looking at the same thing, and so we both grow and learn. And then, like with these radio shows, we put them out there, we hear from all of you. As I'm sitting here today, I'm noticing on chat box we have Great Britain, we have Canada. I'm not sure where else. We have a lot of from the U.S. Over on message, we have France. We have Canada again. We have Australia. We have the reservation. We have Pine Ridge. There's some others here I'm not aware of. They're also from overseas, but I don't know where. They haven't spoken yet. So here's a chance to try to move together as one. To share spirit. And that's part of what spirit twins are here for, right? That's my opinion anyway. But not to make us all the same. And I see Dale saying he agrees strongly with what I'm saying. Thank you, Dale, because I'm not sure if I was even clear about what I'm saying. But it's such a great question by Running Elk. And Roger's putting up on the board today, personify is the $10 word for today. So anyone who wants to send Roger $10, he will send you a Personify award. No, I'm just kidding. Stick in the middle. What do you think about this one?
Well, I think I will send $10. I think it will be the best thing to do at the moment. well, first of all, Running Elk, thank you. I think it's been like, I don't know, months since someone asked Gemini personal question. So it's kind of like you're holding the mirror for us, and it's quite fascinating. So thank you for that, first of all. But, you know, to answer your question, I'm going to empower what Jim said here, because it couldn't come in a better timing. First of all, how would you identify people that teach each other and help each other to grow? They say that they will disagree with each other. Not too often, but they will disagree. And I think that is part of the relationship that I have with Jim, a spirit twin. We keep teaching each other. We keep holding the mirrors for each other all the time. And yes, sometimes we get to disagree, and sometimes we get to disagree a lot. But the wise thing to do is to keep listening to each other, which is exactly what we do. And sometimes it's hard because sometimes emotions get in the middle, and we both go through things. And I think that from the experience, or from my personal experience with Jim, we never gave up on each other, no matter how much we disagreed on things. And I think that most of our disagreements is based on it's not the final result, because we want to be able to work together to achieve harmony, to guide people, to be guided as well, and to bring different perspective that is partly traditional and partly new kind of like to work with elements of time, and of course elements of gender and the eagle and the wolf. But you know, when it comes to our disagreements, I think it's only about the way to do things. I believe that there are some things to do that Jim might disagree in a specific way, and vice versa. But and, you know, when it comes to the bigger picture, we both agree, I think, on everything. And when we received and adopted, because it's kind of like that kind of a relationship. I know it sounds weird, but it is what it is. Eagle wolf, because Jim is wolf and I'm the eagle, although it changes all the time, really. It seems like, you know, the first thing that we said, that we agreed on, one of the first things, is that the eagle can see things from its perspective, and the wolf from the other one, from the earth, and the eagle from the sky. But we see the road as it is, our road, the road of many colors, the road that contains no judgment, almost no pain, only pain of healing, a lot of trust and surrender, a lot of light and love. But, you know, it seems like, again, and I don't think you need to be spirit twins to do it, but spirit twins are one of the biggest examples to actually to be able to not to be the same, because Jim and I don't, you know, we don't look the same. We don't have the same gender. We're not even the same age. And we were able to bring, to be one. So it's kind of like, it's an example that you don't really need to talk about it. You just see it. And it's great that you guys see it. And thank you, Running Elk, for saying that. And I see from, maybe Jim, you would like to take it, because I'm afraid that I will mess it, things up on this one. Jim?
Sure. What am I taking? Oh, okay. I see. Grandfather was... Okay, yeah. From grandfather again, I assume this is still Grandfather Norman, but not necessarily. But whoever. Thank you, Grandfather. In Running Elk's group, Nehart spoke, he and Black Elk were twin spirits. Okay, quickie background. For those who know of Black Elk, the medicine person with the Lakota, he was a huge visionary. He was the one that had an amazing vision of the four colors coming together. The book Black Elk Speaks details that and a lot of other things. If you want to know more, I strongly suggest reading it. My own first vision quest kind of followed a similar road, although I didn't know who he was at the time. Nehart is the person who went and found Black Elk on the reservation when he was fairly old, and wrote the book Black Elk Speaks with him. So that's who Nehart is. Nehart was also a poet and a writer in his own about the West and other things. But he really resonated to the Native American way, as I've read, when he found Black Elk. So, with that explanation, Grandfather says, Nehart spoke that he and Black Elk were twin spirits. Lakota say all have a spirit twin, but they almost never meet, as my grandfather spoke. Those who meet are to guide the tribes to come to one spirit, Metaquiesin. Wow, yes, that is a mouthful, Grandfather. Thank you. And we've been working on this a lot lately, actually. This whole, I see Sandra's on here today as well. Maybe she'll have some comments on this. Maybe she won't. The whole relationship thing. And, you know, we have to label these things. especially for folks who are still learning some of this, which of course is all of us, but I mean newer to the learning in this. So spirit twins, yeah, you heard Sharon and I talk. We share one spirit. I told you a little what that's about, and so did she. George is just saying, who was our friend, I believe, from France, I've been aware I have had a twin flame and I share much energies with. Is this the same? You see, again, here's the labels, grandfather and George's, or George, sorry. I don't think it's the same, and it doesn't really matter. These energies are all working together. Spirit twins, as grandfather also says, it is extremely rare for them to meet in the physical realm. Almost always, one is in the physical realm, one is in the spirit realm. Now, this is how I was taught and what I've experienced as I go forward. And we've talked and written a lot about this. Again, go to the archives. There's so many shows that we would love you to listen to. Comment on if you wish. That's great. Now, in this great time of change, some of these spirit twins are coming together. Some twin flames are coming together. Spirit families are most definitely forming. I like grandfather's way of putting this. Those who meet are to guide the tribes to come to one spirit. So since spirit twins do share one spirit, maybe that is one of the big purposes of spirit twins, to guide the tribes, the communities, the circles, all of us, to learn to be in one spirit. So, yeah, in the way I'm taught, that's different than twin flames. Sue and I are twin flames, and we've done shows on that, too. I know this is getting repetitive, folks, but go look at the shows, really. I see that differently, and I've been taught differently. And spirit families, that's the other thing. That's the whole circle. And there's a lot of people out there rushing to identify themselves as spirit twins or twin flames or blah. You know, it's okay. Those that really are walking that energy know what they need to do, and they're doing it now. Those that walk in some other kind of energy that label doesn't even define are doing it. We're all coming together. So this is how the Metakriyase, this is how I am you and you are me, I believe, is beginning to form. So that... wow, grandfather, that's one of the most in-depth, deepest observations, in my opinion, in a long time on this show. And you're going to give me a lot to think about this evening, I can guarantee you. Those who can't do this, those who get hung up on this sort of thing, that's where the division comes in. That's where the finger-pointing and whatnot comes in. And maybe in a little bit here I'll share... It's funny, because of this going on, there's some comments that were put up on Facebook and then some comments made on some posts that were put up on Facebook that kind of apply to this. But for now, let me pass this to Sharon, because this is a really good one.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, you there?
Jim? Yeah. No, there was a lot of noise from your end.
Really?
Anyway, all is good. Yeah, it sounded like a giant machine is eating you alive. I don't know. I hope that you're okay. Anyway, well, first of all, you know, this is a great observation and a great history lesson from grandfather from Running Elk Group. And, well, thank you so much for doing that. And it seems like, you know, spirit twins, maybe it is. Maybe it is the essence of what, you know, a spirit twin, what we need to do. Maybe that is. I don't know. It makes sense. I will say when it comes to, you know, I don't think that people really understand the true meaning of Metakriyase. So maybe we need to, you know, to speak up and say, okay, there is a meaning to this. Maybe we need to ask Running Elk Group for help when it comes to it and set up some new words, maybe in Lakota. Maybe we're all one but not the same. I don't know. Maybe that will help a little bit to bring more clarity to people, at least the people that understand the language. But when it comes to the heart, we all need to understand it because we all speak the language of the heart. But I like the fact that, this is exactly what I chose to start with when I talked about, when I opened the show. There is, a little bit of feeling of competition. You know, is twin flames are like spirit twins or like soulmates. Again, we always look for to compare, and I think that what brings us down almost all the time. I think the twin flames, I don't know if I have one, by the way. I have no idea if I have a twin flame, but if I do, it will be great, and if I don't, it will be great as well, because I don't keep looking for it. I get to be inspired by twin flames, and I think twin flames have a great great role that spirit twins don't have, and vice versa, or when it comes to soulmates. It's all about how we look at things. We can name everything. We can give an adjective to everything, but at the end of the day, it's our judgment that brings us down almost all the time, and we need to stop it. We just need to do our job. I mean, the tiger doesn't come to another tiger and say, hey, I'm a tiger. You're a tiger too, but I'm better. But it really doesn't, it doesn't look like it in when it comes to the relationship animals have to each other, because they understand who they are. They don't care if they have stripes or they have something else, or maybe they don't have anything at all. They have different colors, different shades. Some have a lot of feathers, some do not. But they still respect each other because they understand they come from the same energy as we all, really. And we need to stop comparing. I think that twin flames have amazing things. And when it comes to the question is, I've been aware I have a twin flame that I share much energy with. Is this the same? I will put my... my focus on, is this the same part of the question? Because it doesn't really matter. It's not the same, but does it really matter? What matters is, if that's not the same, then great, we have a different perspective to look from. We have a different angle to look from, and we're able to do things from more than one. We have more than one option to do things. And the more options that we have, the better. I mean, we have a big puzzle in front of us, and we don't put the puzzle pieces in the same place, all the puzzle pieces at the same place, because they don't always fit to the picture. We need to pay attention. I see Jonathan down under team says, good day again. Hi, Jonathan. And he also said, and I might be wrong about it, so I'm sorry, Maralung are twin sisters in Aborigine myth who married the same man. Together they shared the spirit and helped create harmony in the world. Here it is. I mean, and I'm sure there are a lot of, different types of spirit twins. It could be twin sisters, maybe twin brothers, I don't know. There are a lot of cultures out there and a lot of prophecies out there, but I don't think it is the name of or the label of the role that really matters, but it is the role itself that defines who we are. It is what we do at the moment that defines our purpose, and we need to focus on that. And I think once we will, we'll be able to move forward and to actually become one, to actually bring the Mitako Yoyasin into action, not just talk about it. Although it's really nice to talk about it, but I think enough is enough, and we really need to put things into action. Jim?
Yep. Yeah, getting some interesting comments from around. So I like Jonathan's as well. And he's following up with, the sisters were physical twins. With the man, they were spiritual twins. Aborigines say spiritual twins are male and female to balance the energy. When the three came together, they could be both physical and spiritual twins. So that's not any story I've ever heard, or any myth, or so that's interesting. I didn't hear that one before. So thank you, Jonathan, or whoever in your group shared that one. That's really very interesting. Once again, these stories, these energies tend to travel around the globe, and although they change a little bit, not too much, in the way I was taught as well, spirit twins are always male and female, because you need both male and female energy to balance the things. That doesn't mean there's not partnerships with female and female or male and male that are equally powerful, equally important. It's just, I don't know what we would label them. Who knows? Who cares? I don't really want to get into that, because that's just kind of a waste of time, truthfully. I'm seeing a lot now, certainly in our circles, the ones I'm in, Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother being the primary one, a lot of these connections starting to shift again. I think we'll understand even more about how now, how do spirit twins interact with twin flames? How do twin flames interact with whoever else, pairs and triplets and whatever are out there? And then how does all that energy get brought into the circle? That's the next step, I think, in my mind. Janie's saying, very often I'll be thinking of a close friend in Denmark, and she will contact me and vice versa. Whether or not this labels us as something, I don't know. But we are very close spiritually. Thank you, Janie. Absolutely right. Bingo. And there's people that I connect with that way as well. And I know I'm close to them in one way or another. It's not always spiritual. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's some way I don't even understand, and I don't try to label it. Roger says, recognition of the connection is enough. Janie, no matter what you might label it. That's exactly right. We keep running into this problem of labels, and once again, we did a show on that. Someone had asked us to do. I mean, it's hard for us to speak as limited human beings without some kind of labels. Otherwise, what I call a chair, you know, you may call a stepladder. So we have no common way to speak. So we try to use labels that make things easier. Sometimes they make it more difficult. I know with Sue and I being together for a long period of time before really understanding the twin flame energy that we share. And you know, depending once again on how you read any of these labels, you can read them as positive, negative, neutral, everything in between. They're really not meant to have any kind of emotional charge. They're meant to describe. Likewise with Sharon and I didn't know what the heck our connection was. Spirit twin started to describe that for us. But these things are all fluid and constantly moving. There are a lot of folks who can't look at these things, who do get too upset, who do get too angry. We're seeing this, you know, play out all around us. Anger over so many things. Gay marriage, here's a good one here in the U.S. right now. Whoa, I mean, we're just seeing all kinds of pushback on this. Just even simple things are firing people up. And I'm watching some people getting pretty much angry at everything. And I've even said it in a couple places where I've posted things or I've commented on a friend's post. Not only are they angry, but they seem to be angry at things on both sides of the same issue. And I feel for them because that is painful. That's pure rage, pure anger, which is coming from pure fear. And so maybe I will read this piece here. I'm not going to give the name, but it's on an open posting that was on my page. And we were talking about this. Actually, we were talking about being a liberal and what that means and how a lot of people use that against me. They think it's a negative term. I take it as a great honor. But anyway, we were talking about the fear that underlies it. And so this person said, some people do not react well to change. I had to leave my own family and move to Los Angeles to find where I belonged in life. I'm one of those weirdos who live here that everyone mocks because we try things that are different and allow everyone to be the individual they are. I'm happy every day. My friends are honest and open. I will die with no regrets. I'll bet you are the same way, saying to me. Yeah, and I, you know, that's part of Pitakwayase, sharing the energy. That's it in a good, positive way. It's sometimes going where we have to go. And we have people on this show today who are facing that right now. I faced it, Sue's faced it, a lot of you have probably faced it. I know many of you are from places other than where you're at, and you had to go to where you belonged so you could experience that energy, so you could fit in and do your part. And I'm one of the weirdos also that my friend there was talking about. Trying different things, seeing what works. That's how we evolve. Stick in the middle.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, it seems like, you know, we need to do what we need to do for us to fulfill our purpose. And even if people will disagree, and a lot of people will disagree, and you know, they have many reasons to do that. They have many reasons to disagree. But it's not always about you. It's not always about those who make the changes. It's about them who are afraid to make changes. There is a great thing here from... well, first of all, Sue said, sparks do fly at times, but that is all part of the spirit we have between each other, the Gray Wolf and I, since Sue and Jim are twin flames. And it's not about, you know, sparks do fly, and I'm not going to try even to put myself in Sue's shoes, but it makes sense. And they have a connection that Jim and I will never have. And I'm not envy. I'm not jealous because I'm happy. I'm happy that we all get to live what, you know, in the way we need to live and whatever it is that we need to do. I know that when it comes to spirit twin flames and soulmates working together, just like Jim, Sue, and myself, I see the circle. I see the whole circle, a complete one, and not one that is with missing pieces. Another great words here from Sandra. Remember, I don't exactly know what she meant, but I'm trying to understand what she's saying. This was in my grandmother's General Cherokee Two spirit souls, as well as from other Cherokee Two spirit people over the years. My Cherokee Two spirits friends and I have been imagining who we are through conversation with each other and through a commitment to the colonial project. Cherokee Two Spirits people are currently involved in a complex process of asserting our identities through strengthening memories of our past, committing to who we in our present and imagining who we want to be in the future. My understanding is partially finishing each other in our words and working together. They had no label called twin. Remember, Jim, take what you need, take what you want, leave the rest behind. I can't exactly say what she meant, but in some ways I understand what she's saying. And it doesn't really matter if like Rhonda and Sandra are soul sisters or maybe spirit sisters or twin sisters. It doesn't really matter. People don't need to be the same to create the whole. The more options that we have, the bigger the circle, but the circle is complete. And I think at the end of the day, that's what we need to do. And we see a lot of the sameness issues when we look at our world, and the world is trying to normalize a lot of things. And I saw a post from Rhonda, I think it was today, later on in this evening. She posted, my evening anyway, she posted something about normality. And I remember how hard I tried to fight to become normal, to become exactly what people want me and expect me to be according to what they believe that I need to look like and feel like and think like. But that's not freedom. That's actually putting yourself in a cage. And when we are the same, we prevent ourselves to see further. We prevent ourselves to feel beyond. And I think what brought me to write the blog that I was telling you about, and I really invite you all to read a little bit about this blog and many blogs that Jim and I will post very, very soon, is I saw this movie that is called The Giver. It's kind of like a new movie, I think, from 2013 or 14, and it is an amazing one. I won't tell you to, I think that you'll find it very interesting, so I won't tell you too much about it, but I think in the end of the movie, I realized when we remember where we came from, things will work out, and the future will work out, but to order to remember that, we cannot be the same. We cannot even try to be the same. We need to be different from each other to do it. And when we are different from each other, we also need to remember that disagree with each other is something that is totally natural, as long as we don't hurt each other or hurt ourselves in the process. Jim, talk and take is yours.
Okay. So as I was reading some more things coming from Sandra and some from Running Elk and another one here from Jonathan, so we probably won't get to them all again, but let's do the best we can. Somebody popped up this piece for me as well. And so what the person wrote is, stop judging, please stop pointing fingers. Let's do our best to all be one. And below it is a sign from in front of a church that says, we truly regret gay marriage attacks the sanctity of your fourth. A good fun way of poking fun of we are not all one. When we're not all one, it just leads to anger, to hate, all kinds of things. Except deep down inside, we're all one. We can disagree, but no one has the answer. Now, there are a lot of people who think they have the answer, or that some God or superior being or whatever has given them the answer. Folks will never understand Metaquiosin. They will never be able to walk in. We are all one. And you know what? That's okay. We send them love and light, and hopefully they'll go off and do the best they can.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like that. You see, here Sandra did again, and Sharon already mentioned this, but I'll just say it again. Labels, you know, we need them so we can speak, but what do they really mean? She's saying, well, call me and Rhonda soul sisters. And she and Rhonda have an incredibly tight and connected relationship as well. But how do we identify those things? Is it the same as what Sharon and I have? No, I don't think it is. And it doesn't matter, because once if they were all the same, if in fact everyone had a spirit twin and was connected to that spirit twin here in the physical plane, then it would serve no function. If in fact everyone had a soul sister and was connected to that person here, then that would serve no function. The point is that in its diversity, with some being more frequent than other connections, it's that diversity that gives us the power and the energy to create what we need to in the fifth earth. And I just got that in rereading Sandra's thing. So thank you, Sandra. Some great stuff here today. Mm-hmm. And Dale says, I've been working at seeing the others as I see myself. If what I am experiencing is true, I can understand Metaquiosin better. That is taking other people's views as your own. That's taking it personally. Yeah, nicely said, Dale. And part of seeing yourself as I am you and you are me is meaning don't see what's on the outside. Let the mirror go deep. You know, and I've said it on the shows before, but, you know, my teachers would tell me all the time because I would feel like I was where I didn't belong because I was in a circle of Native Americans or a circle or a black circle or whatever. And they just kept, you know, hey, go deeper than that. Don't worry about the paint on the outside. Yeah, I mean, don't worry about the size, the shape, the gender, what paint got stuck on the outside of the body. If you look deep within, yes, then you understand Metaquiosin. Then you also understand I am you and you are me. Because inside, that's where that connection is. As long as fear doesn't cut the connection. And once again, for those it does, for me, I wish them well, I send them love, and maybe at some point they'll get it.
Jim, I was thinking maybe instead of calling ourselves spirit twins, maybe we can call ourselves Tom and Jerry. Is it possible?
Yeah, we could do that.
Sounds good. I like that, the sound of it. You know, kind of like spiritual Tom and Jerry. I don't know, guys. If you like it, let us know.
The only issue there, well, it wouldn't be any issue for me. You'd have to deal with it. Would be a gender change. That shut her up.
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, whatever. It's okay. I don't care about labels. I sure don't care about genders anymore. Spirit freaks. I like that too. Spirit freaks. But I don't know. I really prefer Tom and Jerry. Although I really don't know who is who. I think Jerry is the mouse and Tom is the cat, but I'm not sure. I always get, you know, confused between the two of them. But again, this is kind of like another example. We really don't need labels to describe who we are. Just need to do what we meant to do, and that's it.
Okay. Again, let me jump in there 1 second because you just triggered something. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I'll lose it if I don't say it. You're right in one sense. We still need some labels so we can talk intelligently, or as intelligently as we ever do talk. I think what we're striving for is as these circles are forming and starting to come together and we're working with all these energies and we're interconnecting with each other, so you and I as spirit twins will be connecting in with some other people and groups, and vice versa. That's when we no longer need the titles because we will get and feel the energy as we do that. So they will know what we are. We won't have to say we're Tom and Jerry or spirit twins or spirit freak. And Rhonda and Sandra won't have to say we're soul sisters. There won't be any need at that point because we will read and feel the energy. That's what I'm thinking. Go ahead. Yours again.
No, I agree. I could not agree more. I think, again, when we talk about labeling, I really mean it's okay to call us whatever. I mean, Either spirit wings or twin flames, or, well, we are spirit wings, so it's better to call us, in you know, according to what we do. But what I really mean is not to do it with judgment, not to to put any kind of negative or positive thing that cannot be attached. When we do things without judgment, then we can put any labels that we want, as long as they, you know, stay true to what we do, to what people, not just us, Jim, I mean, generally, to what people do. So this was a great show, and unfortunately we passed the hour, and I have no idea how it happened. I keep saying to Jim, maybe it's Blog Talk Radio that keeps moving the time so fast. But the question here is: this is wonderful people here. Is this? It is every week. Yeah, it is. You know, if you're new with our radio shows, I think you need to take at least 2, 3, 4 months, maybe a year off without working to listen to all the shows we did on the archives, because there's a lot going on there. So you are most welcome to do it, and of course join us every Sunday, and sometimes maybe Wednesday, who knows. We might change it, we're not sure exactly what to do, but we'll let you know anyway. So don't be worried, you know, don't worry yourself with things like that. Just be with us every Sunday, for sure. And I don't know what else I need to say. Janie said, time together with special people always goes quickly. Oh, really? It seems like it. When you have a good time and you feel like you did something, like really, like good things and positive things, then yeah, time goes quickly. Yep, that's it. Jim, anything else you have to add, or not? I don't know. What should we do?
I think I'll just add. Thank you, George, as well. And I found out the pronunciation is George. I probably have it wrong anyway, but okay. Yep.
Merci.
Every week. Yeah. Usually twice a week. I think we'll hold that. Sometimes we may take some of them off, but someone asked earlier, and I don't remember if we answered it. To get to the archives, just go to Blog Talk Radio, look for Circle Radio, and you will find our archives. I don't know what there is, 150 shows or more that we've saved. Some we got rid of because they weren't up to our wonderful standards, which means we couldn't understand what the heck they meant. But no, most of them are on there. And Jonathan says, and he was joking, bunch of liberals. And so I will just respond to that. What started that other discussion on my page that I mentioned was the description of a liberal from Webster's Dictionary. A liberal possessing or manifesting a free and generous heart, bountiful, appropriate and or fitting for a broad and enlightened mind, free from narrowness, bigotry, or bondage to authority or creed. Any person who advocates liberty of thought, speech, or action. And so, thank you, Jonathan. I think along with the rest of us, you're probably thrilled to be a liberal. And let's all live up to it as we move ahead with Metaquioessen. Let's all be liberals in spirits. I don't care what your financial or religious connections are. We can all be liberals in spirit. That's all I got.
Okay.
Anything else, Sharon?
No, I think we covered everything. I'm going to repeat what I said in the beginning. If you have topics that you'd like for us to discuss, if you'd like to join us in our show, you know, not just typing, but actually speak up, let us know, send us messages, et cetera, et cetera. And if you would like to join us on Facebook, you can do it easily from our website, www.sotem.org. Check that out and, you know, keep yourself updated about things that we do. Anyway, it was a great show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us from really all over the world. I mean, it seems like the circle changes all the time. People come and go, but it seems like people join us more at the moment. So it's great to have you here with us. We're all spirit families, and that's the most important thing because we're all one. We will be here very, very soon, so stay tuned. And, of course, check everything, you know, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to listen to shows that we did in the past, you can go to the archives and listen. It doesn't take much. Really, it's really easy. Just go to the archives. We're Spherical Radio, and we say to you, have a good day, have a great weekend, and from my end, have a good night. Bye-bye.